I'm Trey Lintner with KRCU Public Radio, and we're going public with Heather Collier, the Donor Relations and Communication Manager for Southeast Missouri's Food Bank, to talk about the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Tell us about the Food Bank and the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive initiative.
Stamp Out Hunger is the largest one-day food drive in the country. And here in Southeast Missouri, last year, it brought in over 200,000 pounds of food. Our service area at Southeast Missouri Food Bank, we cover 15 counties. We have some of the highest rates of hunger in the state. And so getting that amount of food donated is really helpful for us and the neighbors that we serve.
How have you seen the impact of what you're doing in the time you've been working at the food bank?
So I've been at the food bank since 2021. And in that time, we have been serving more people. There's obviously been inflation that has happened, especially with food costs over that time period. And so we have seen people who weren't needing help previously to 2021 turning to us for help with food assistance. Sometimes they come just when they have some unexpected bill, like a car repair or a medical cost that is unexpected, and they need a little extra help that month. And then we also have a lot of seniors that have needed help for the first time in recent years. They're living on a fixed income, and higher prices mean that they're not able to make their dollar go as far as it used to. So we've really seen an increased need, and that's why events like Stamp Out Hunger are so very important. We purchase some of the food we distribute, and so when we're able to get this amount of food donated and it stays local and it helps neighbors in your communities, it's really impactful.
What kinds of items does the food bank rely on in the summer months?
We really shelf-stable, non-expired items. So if it's something you have in your cabinet and, you know, it's still in good shape and has that expiration date, that's great. Specific things that are really great for us to have: peanut butter. We have seniors and kids who love peanut butter. It's high protein. It's shelf-stable. Also, canned fruits and vegetables, and things like canned soups that are ready-to-eat meals. Also in the summer, kids are home, and so parents are having to, you know, buy more groceries in the summer. So things like cereal or granola bars that kids would enjoy eating for breakfast are really helpful this time of year.
Any other instructions for how people can participate in the food drive?
Yeah. Our letter carriers across the region are going to be out on Saturday collecting food when they deliver mail. So you just need to have your donated items in a sturdy bag or box. You may have received a Stamp Out Hunger bag last Saturday, May 3rd. If you got one of those, fill it up. If not, you can use any box or bag you have. Just leave it by your front door or mailbox by 8 a.m. on Saturday, May 10th, and the letter carriers will collect them and then help them get delivered to the food bank.
All right. Anything else that you'd like our listeners to know?
You know, just that going into summer, it is a really hard time, and more families do need help. And so having a large food drive like this right at the start of the summer is really helpful for a lot of our pantries and local communities, helping them stock their shelves before a busy time.
We've been speaking with Heather Collier, the Donor Relations and Communication Manager for Southeast Missouri's Food Bank. Visit krcu.org and subscribe to KRCU's Going Public wherever you find your podcast. You're listening to KRCU.